Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Wayne Barnett, W-A-Y-N-E-B-A-R-N-E-T-T. Wayne Barnett, date of birth is 10/24/1970, date of accident 9/8/2021, and date of service is 10/25/2022. Mr. Wayne Barnett is a victim of the automobile accident. He was rear-ended on 9/8/2021. For whatever reason, patient never went for any therapy or any treatment. But he described that he started having headaches at the time of accident without any major symptom of TBI except confusion. And he started having pain in the neck, left shoulder, lower back, and numbness and tingling of second, third, and fourth finger. He's a professional painter, and he could not work since the time of accident. But the patient also did not see any physician, no doctor visit except the ER, Beaumont Hospital, on the day of accident. The patient was suddenly referred by a therapist that he found himself, and now today he reports that his pain in the neck is around 6, and pain in the lower back is 5, pain in the left shoulder is 5, 130 degrees of abduction is possible without pain, beyond which there is issues like pain, and then he has a weakness of the left arm. He has a numbness and tingling of the left hand finger, especially second, third, and fourth. Pain level is around 5. His mood is good, sleep for 4 hours only, and he is not depressed, but pain is present. He is shaking hand also because of this accident. According to him, it is coming from the accident. And patient is now going to a level 1 physical therapy of his own choice. He is changing his physical therapist from the previous therapist for whatever reason or personal reason. And he reports that pain is around 6 to 8 in most areas with ADLs. Are not significantly affected except in the area of general activity, which is 7. Work and enjoyment of life are 6. 30% improvement are reported by the patient. Neurology and psych only positive history is panic and poor work performance, but other than that, no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, confusion, disorientation, or any panic or any blackout seizures, none of them are reported. Lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory, none of them. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from stiffness of the left shoulder, along with neck stiffness and lower back stiffness, and pain in the neck and the left shoulder, and numbness of the second, third, fourth finger of the left hand. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling is reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. And no changes in the pain is reported. Some improvement is there, like almost 30 to 40%, but nothing major. He's continuing his therapy. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma is reported. His current pain medications are Ultran and substance abuse. Patient reports no abuse of any substances, and patient reports full compliance with the medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 105 over 32, pulse is 57, pulse oxygen 99%. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit, which is reported to be 9/19/2022, dictation number 0919-047. And the plan is to continue physical therapy for this gentleman. That's 3 times per week with traction massage, upper therapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program. And for work, disability, housework, replacement, and transportation help. And medications will continue. Mobix 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, flexural 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Wellbutrin 150 milligram for panic and anxiety, Tramadol ER 100 milligram daily at night, PRN for pain relief, Voltaren gel and for relaxation, and Ambien for sleep. MRI of lumbar spine and cervical spine is also ordered to identify the pathology. Thank you. He is also provided with SFX to help in the, and Lyrica has been provided to help with the generalized pain. Thank you.